At their March 20th meeting, the Petersburg Borough Assembly will be considering a resolution opposing Representative Don Young's bill, H.R. 232, which is quietly making its way through the legislative process. H.R. 232 would allow transfer of up to 2 million acres of the Tongass National Forest into the ownership of the state of Alaska. If this bill were signed into law, it would have major impacts on our communities, our fisheries, and our way of life in Petersburg. Here are a few of the issues of concern that surround the passage of Don Young's bill. First, the lands to be transferred would be chosen from what the U.S. Forest Service categorizes as productive forest lands, which are also the areas where most of the Forest Service's management activities occur. This would result in the loss of some or all of Petersburg's 100 Forest Service jobs. Without these jobs, many of our friends and neighbors would no longer have a way to support their families, leaving them with no option but to move away from Petersburg. These are people who have built their homes here, raised their families, and contributed in countless ways to our community. If these folks are forced to relocate, it will obviously have a detrimental effect on our schools, businesses, and community organizations. Second, Petersburg's tourism industry is built around small ships and boats that specialize in nature-oriented outdoor activities. These boats and ships rely on scenic areas near Petersburg that are potentially part of Don Young's proposed land transfer. These areas include places like Thomas Bay, Farragut Bay, Port Houghton, Sanborn Canal, and the Endicott Arm. Active logging and large visible clear cuts in our region would likely cause the mini tour boats that currently base their operations out of Petersburg to seek services elsewhere. And third, we must consider the significant differences in forest management practices between the state of Alaska and the U.S. Forest Service. The state forestry regulations permit clear cuts of unlimited acreage. It allows for raw log exports to other countries, and it provides less effective protection of salmon habitat and no enforceable provisions for protection of wildlife habitat and public safety from the risk of landslides. Also, the state's process for public input on proposed timber sales is so limited, very little opportunity exists for local residents to speak out about local concern. From 2008 through 2013, the Forest Service lost $130 million on the timber sales it administered in Southeast Alaska on the Tongass. The state of Alaska also loses money on the sales it oversees on the two existing state forests in Southeast Alaska. The state of Alaska cannot afford to manage and care for these lands, let alone create the expensive infrastructure needed to facilitate timber harvest. This bill's passage would create a large financial burden on the state of Alaska at a time when we can little afford it. In the past, many of the southeast towns that based their economies on logging eventually suffered from this decision, and many are still trying to recover. The situation today is becoming even less conducive to a profitable timber products industry in Southeast. Globalization has produced worldwide sources for cheap engineered wood products that are readily produced from second growth timber and tree farms. The remoteness of Southeast adds multiple layers of expense to timber products produced here, making mass production of these products unprofitable. The only viable way for big companies to make money on Southeast timber is to export it as raw logs, and most of the potential jobs would be exported right along with them. We in Southeast would be left with little but massive clear cuts, damaged salmon and wildlife habitat, a diminished tourist industry, and a large bill for developing the infrastructure required to harvest the timber. There are a lot of very good reasons to leave things well enough alone on the Tongass. Switching the most valuable and sensitive part of the Tongass to state management is risky, expensive, harms the sustainable industries we already have, and would not have a significant economic benefit to local communities. Regardless of your opinions on this issue, I urge you to weigh in on this important decision by attending the March 20th Borough Assembly meeting to express your thoughts. Thanks for listening.